Welcome back to Freightways. Now, this carrier update, Donnie, going to start here. But looking at those leaving the market,
This is the net change. Which so happens the net change is everybody coming in minus everybody leaving.
Yep.
And right now, I put this line here at zero. So anything in green is above zero and anything in red is below zero. Yep. And you can tell for quite some time, starting back in July of 2022, we've seen it. We saw it straddling the line all the way down to it's all red now. Back during COVID, we were having nearly 1,500 a week.
A week net enter.
For 2 years.
Yes.
So now we're at negative, like this past Friday, we're at negative 540. We're seeing the numbers. We averaged 340 through the year of 2023. Mm-hmm. We've seen it pick up some here near the end of the year.
That's expected. I mean, even look at last year, the worst week of the year was really the final week. Yeah,
to have your operating authority, you have to have insurance. That's how we measure operating authority. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of those insurance policies expire at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, even look back in 2021 when we were experiencing growth, slowest growth or the smallest net change, positive change, was in that last part of the year.
And that could be why, is because a lot of insurance policies expire at the end of the year. So they finish up the year and they either turn their truck back in if it's leased or sell the truck. And we're still seeing used truck sales decline. a used 3-year-old Class 8 is around that. It's losing value of about 4% a month.
Which is
it's because there's a lot of trucks coming online for sale.
I think of the used truck market as, we can talk about the freight market as this supply and demand dynamics. I think the used truck market is even more of like this true market, in a sense that supply and demand truly drives the price. And right now you have too much supply, not enough demand. Guess what? That means prices go down when you have these trucks rolling over, because the larger fleets, which is what is selling the used equipment, right? They're still turning over their equipment every, 2 to 3 years, somewhere in that range, because one, it keeps their maintenance expenses as low as possible because they're not having to deal with these trucks when they get 300,000-500,000 miles on it, right? They're getting them off their books before that happens. And so you see that supply is constantly there, wasn't during COVID because they needed to hold on to the equipment because they couldn't get new equipment, right? But there's nobody entering the market. So there's no buyers of used equipment. Smaller fleets are the ones that buy used equipment. That's who's leaving the market. So it's this true market sense that you have the supply side, there's too much, and there will continue to be too much. Demand side, you're seeing it dwindle.
Good chart to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one here. I talked about it Wednesday. Hey, let's look at some imports. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I want to point out is look at, January 2023. We're at that 1.25K line right here. Well, look at January 2024, and we are at the 1.5. So a little bit better year over year.
Yeah, you would expect that.
We want to see that. So I took this and said, it's kind of hard to see here. It's way over there, a lot in between. So I brought it up in sonar and I brought up seasonality of the last 3 years. And we seem to be doing better than last year. So that's a positive. We want imports lead into truckloads in the U.S.
Yeah.
Eventually at some point. It may run by rail for the long haul.
Yeah.
But the last short haul or the last mile, it's going to mainly 80% of it be moved by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So let's zoom in here on this. One more. This is zoomed in to the beginning of this, December of 2023 and 2024. And we are right here.
Yeah.
Now, understand that this pickup right here, we may see this one coming a little bit, or it should be a little bit later. So this is kind of early.
Well, you had Lunar New Year's this is 2021 and 2022. You had Lunar New Year was slightly earlier. You see the dip leading into it, right? And it followed by the increase after. This dip right here isn't that. You're looking, we'll see more of this February timeframe for the Lunar New Year dip, kind of what you saw in 2023. this is a positive sign overall, right? Because
that's
this is
actually
kind of
an increase in imports.
Exactly. And it's not, it could be a pull forward in demand ahead of this Lunar New Year, which it likely is. But you see kind of slowed down after the first year. Now we're picking back up. And that's what you want to see. And
this is 2021. This is 2023. Mm-hmm. So we're actually above a couple years, almost above 2022.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the imports. Now, is this a rebound? No. We're not going to see a rebound for quite a while. But it's a good positive sign that'll keep our market healthy.
Yeah. I mean, the market where it is right now is not necessarily a demand side issue. It is a capacity driven softness in the market, right? There's just frankly too much capacity to service the demand that has actually grown over the past 5 years. Even if you took COVID out, we're still what, 16, 18% higher than where we were in 2019. It's what you need to see. We need that to continue throughout 2024.
For carriers, keep this in mind. We're talking about carriers.
Yes.
Shippers, they're doing great.
Yep.
Prices are way down for them.
So awesome stuff, Donnie. As always, thank you again for this update. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Bill Priestley.